Okay.
Should be recording now.
Thanks very much, Dylan. And then if you just want to start with the software status, as usually with our CAM on board.
Mm-hmm. Have that open here.
Yeah. Okay. As you can see, I've made a small change after discussion this morning now, given where we are. We now have filters for Istanbul and Jakarta. It's more for the backlog grooming and that kind of stuff. We don't really need to use it during the stand-up. So we can just start with the books as usual. Okay, Rahul, I see you're working on this book for the, and I think this was a 3PP book that you we have a workaround for. Can you give us an update, please?
Yeah, so I have made the fix for it, and I am testing it currently. To test it, I need SDNC and simulator, so I am installing it on my local. If it works successfully, I'll close it.
Yeah. You did test it before, did you? Or you know that it works. So I'm kind of wondering, could we review it in the meantime? So maybe do that in parallel to speed it up a bit.
Yeah, I can push it. It's just a matter of, you know, half an hour. I tested it previously, but, you know, I want to test it in all the code that we have currently in the repo.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any harm in the meantime having it up for review as well. So that can be in parallel.
Yeah. I'll push it, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Rahul. I just want to see if there's any books in the backlog as well, Dylan.
Yeah.
Because I think we have 3 or 4 books. One we'll discuss later in the meeting. The book with DBDMT, have you haven't heard from Krishna still, no?
I haven't, no.
No, okay. Yeah, we just, okay. Not quite sure. He sometimes joined this meeting, and maybe we need to contact Ahila. He could be on holiday as well, maybe. It's hard to say. I might just follow up myself with that. The expat queries we're discussing later in this meeting. We should, Sandeep is in the meeting, I see. So we'll take that straight after this. The young resources not having revision tags and names. I think, Neve, you're about to start that, or have you started that?
Yeah, I've started looking into that.
Yeah, maybe you can move it to in progress. You can just drag and drop it to the top half then, if you don't mind, Dylan.
Yep.
Thank you. SQL constraint violation exit in this note. I wasn't aware of that. Is that a new book that somebody wrote recently?
Get more details on this note.
Oh, we knew about that. I see.
Right. This is for Jakarta release. This is what we discussed yesterday.
Okay, I wasn't aware that it was a SQL constraint. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. No worries. Okay, then we go back to our normal backlog. So we'll start alphabetically as normal for this with Aditya.
Hi all. Yeah, so for this, it's up for review. So I had few comments from Christoph yesterday. All of them have been addressed and he looks good with the code, but the gating results didn't show up. So he has re-triggered the entire job process again, and I think it'll take another 5 hours to get that completed. So he triggered that around 12. Hopefully by end of the day we might get a plus one from him.
Okay. But there's nothing the team can do here to help. The team is okay, thanks very much, Aditya.
Yeah, Aman, I didn't see any comments from the team. Bruno had few queries, so that yesterday we had addressed that in the review in the demo internally. That's all for me. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Aditya. Hello, Bruno. Are you there, Bruno? We can't hear you.
Oops, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm here. I was saying that I'm not taking a new story for now. I didn't have a chance to look in detail at the one change yet because of other internal meeting and items, but hopefully this afternoon I'll be able to look at the one change. So that's my plan for the day.
We're mainly waiting on again OOM submitters to look at this, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I know that yeah, they are looking at it, but on our side, I think we didn't review, or at least on my side, I didn't look at it yet. I wanted to also to try the deployment and see about this.
Okay. Yeah, that might be good to just make sure it does work, prevent any surprises. Okay, thank you. Continue with Dylan.
Yep, so I'm just working on updating the release notes for the Jakarta release. Finished covering all the bugs that we fixed, the features going into this release, and then just some kind of other basic issues, and yeah, just tracking them really. And I know that I have to do tests as well for the RST file later as well. I'll see how I get along with that, and yeah, I should hopefully have this commit soon. It's not in too major. So yeah, I'm just still kind of chipping away at that and looking through the wiki to make sure I don't miss anything to include.
Okay, thank you very much, Dylan. And Joel, you're still having fun with your storing of the new schema set?
Oh yeah, massive amounts. I've just actually pushed the patch to Nordics. That contains the create anchor, and I've added it to the test as well. And I've included a test that you requested for the at data Lombok annotation. So maybe if you could just give that a quick review of that test and see what you think, and then I can push it on to ONAP for everyone else to have a look at. And
I think Joe, just push it to ONAP anyway.
Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Just rely on me. I know we've been working together a bit on this, but this afternoon, I think it's now in a state that you can just go straight to the.
Sure, no problem. Yeah. I'll have that done straight away. So, and then I think the plan is to try and get this story closed off and open up another one for the kind of advanced testing then. Is that the plan?
No, not a different story, just a different commit.
Oh, a different commit, pardon me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. If it down, comes down to technically, or they're pushing for this on Monday, we can report that the functionality is there, mm-hmm. and then we can always push a patch with just more testing. If you know, if that gets a bit delayed,
perfect.
Just to de-risk, we have the functionality in there because it's the last functional user story that we agree that well, when the deadline was still yesterday, we
definitely kind of committed. No problem. I'll have that pushed on up shortly, and hopefully get that sorted out soon then, and I'll create a new commit down for the testing.
That's great.
No problem.
Thanks very much, Joe. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Hi, Luke. How are you getting on? You have nothing to do. We'll move on. So
that's not written down anyway. Yeah. I've just been looking into that bug that we were saying that we're going to talk about after
investigation. So we'll discuss that in a minute. Yeah, we'll get back to you then after this. That's great. Thanks, Luke.
Cool.
And Neef?
Yeah, so I pushed a patch to address some minor comments for CPS 565. I took a quick look at CPS 589 and I can see what needs to be done. But in the meantime, I'm just going back over merge code reviews, and Tuan has asked me to create JIRAs to track the non-blocking comments that weren't completed.
Okay, and 565 is, did you get review comments from other people? Well, we're going to look at the reviews anyway, quickly, so.
I just have one comment I need to address.
Okay, cool. Okay, thanks very much, Neef. Then Rahul?
Yeah, hello everyone. So currently I am working on this 573 bug, as I said. And I'll push it today. I'll push it right now, and after testing, I'll make sure that this is working fine. After that, I have a documentation task for content type and accept. I'll make that.
Yeah, it would be great, because I think we need to discuss that in next Tuesday's meeting. So if we have a diagram by then, that would be helpful. That other task is there, so and I can help you with it as well. I know I did the draft of the diagram. That's great. Thanks, Rahul. And then Renu.
For me, this particular story, which is in progress, Tuan, you asked me to create a spike for the setup of CSIT. I did create it. I will share it with you. But the text which you sent was a slightly, I think it is asking for more. So I will just send it send the link to you, and then we can discuss if something needs to be changed.
Yeah, we can always do a mini grooming for something like that. That's what we usually do for a user story or a spike, to make clear that everybody's clear what the scope of it is. So that's we can discuss that outside this meeting. That's fine. Thanks, Manu. And sorry, this task itself is that related to OOM, or is it just for our own setup of to? Yeah, sorry, I kind of lost the context of this task again. 537.
It's a CSIT setup. So in CPS Temporal, we need to add CPS core in the Docker Compose so that when we run the CSIT, we can run it.
Okay, so it is related to the CSIT test. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Renu. And then finally, Shiva.
Yeah, hi guys. I've been just working on implementing the OM changes. Christoph had some comments on the commit, so I was just trying to go over those and fix them. I had some, I guess, like I'm not sure how to do one of the things that he'd commented on. So I've asked Aditya for help as well. And I've just also gone back to Christoph as well, just to ask to just get more clarification, basically. Should be like most of it is done. It's just there's some like simple things, I guess, maybe that I just don't know about because this is my first time working on these charts anyway, so yeah.
Don't be afraid to reach out further as well, but Aditya is probably a good, very, very good first point of contact for help with OOM. There's also an OOM Slack channel, by the way, where you can ask questions as well like this, and then, you know, there could be somebody else for you that can give you a hint.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you.
For myself, see, there's no tweet task, don't know where the third comes from. This is an admin task. So basically 5.5.6 is related to the milestone yesterday that was agreed that we didn't reach. And yesterday there were, as everybody on this call is aware, there were problems with Garrett and later with Jenkins as well. And we simply were running out of time as well. But we weren't the only ones, and they've given us, they're going to kind of review it on Monday, but the intention is that the milestone will be set on Thursday again, because it's the TC meeting that actually declares it. But the intention is that by early next week we have our last task finished. And to be honest, for us it's now just Joe's task that we agreed we just wrap up, probably as opposed to rushing it, and hopefully by Monday that gets closed. 5.5.4, that's a standing task again. It's a bit of a strange task. They always ask us to make sure that our merge requests don't get older than 36 hours. In our case, they never do. They never get older than a couple hours, so we don't need to worry about that. But I have to keep it open till the end of the milestone. Access control, again, no progress on there. We might bring that up in a future meeting, start exploring that. It's just kind of there as a reminder for myself. Apart from that, I've been working, as Niamh mentioned as well, and with Dylan together and Niamh on kind of making sure that the backlog is in order, all the kind of small tasks that we need to do as for the end of the release, and also things that we kind of have postponed, that they're in the right priorities and in the right flags and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of Jira work is going on in the background, which I hope to have finished by next Wednesday. So we're in a good place then to start looking at our backlog for Jakarta. That's it from me. That's for the updates. I kind of forget now, it's been a couple of weeks since I hosted these meetings. So what's next? The ongoing commits, yeah. If you open that link there. Oh, that's a bit of a different view. Sorry, I have to get used to the dark team. Is this all of them that's open? I normally get to see more here. I'm not quite sure why that is.
I think this is the correct URL. It's just what I opened from this one earlier. I'll just be safe.
Me open it here on mine as well. I get all the merge stuff as well, which you don't get. Maybe that's deliberate. Okay, no, that's fine. Don't worry. Yeah, it's probably okay. Yeah, no, the work in progress stuff is there in the opposite. It's just the merge stuff that's missing, and there's a lot of merge stuff recently, which is good, which is a different view I think we have as well. So we'll see that hopefully in a minute. So Joe, we talked about that's ongoing. Have you got reviews from other people, Joe? Or you just submitted this, did you?
I'm making one more small change before I push it to ONAP, so.
Okay, that's fine. And Nick, you probably need more reviews for more people on your commit. Can you have a quick look on that one, Dylan, if you click on the second one there?
I just pushed a new patch addressing the comments.
Okay, but one or two people are involved in that. That's cool. Yeah. So hopefully we can get that to merge this afternoon. It's only a small update, I think. And the rest are work in progress, so we don't need to discuss them at this stage. Thank you, Dylan. Completed this week. Is that so? I wonder if that filter is actually still set to 14 days. It might be set to 14 days. I'm not quite sure. There seems to be a lot there, but that's probably because of the tidy up, because of Jakarta. So I'm not going to go into this detail, but the Istanbul release date was, the code freeze was planned for yesterday. So based on that, we've all worked quite hard and done quite well in wrapping up the last few tasks. As I said, I won't go in all the details here. We did discover one missed thing, which Joe was handling now. That's the creation of the anchor. And apart from that, as we agreed in previous meeting, the things that didn't make Istanbul are now kind of moved to Jakarta, and they're being assigned to highest priority there. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in the next agenda item. Thank you, Dylan. Maybe we have a quick look at the code quality. Is this the one you created the improvement for?
No.
Okay. And also see 24 code smells. That's relatively high. This is CPS, isn't it?
This is CPS, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Var, a lot of vars. Okay. Right, we probably need to pay a little bit of attention to this because, statistics were very good normally. I know the VAR is not everybody's favorite. It's not my favorite either. A bit of tidying up, obviously, can be done. It also looks like simple enough stuff, apart from that bug at the top, maybe. Click on the bug there at the top there, Dylan. We factor so can lead to Stack Overflow. Okay, I'm not sure. I haven't looked at that.
One comment for the VAR maybe. By installing the Sonar Cloud or the Sonar extension in IntelliJ, we are able to at least get to catch them also locally before it's merged.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. We should maybe try a bit harder to do that. That's a good suggestion, Bruno. I do want to bring it up. I'm. It's a rule that I'm not happy with, and I heard a lot of people. I don't think it adds value, actually. I think it takes away from the type safety that Java is kind of known for. And I think it's a step in the wrong direction. And maybe it's something I'll bring up in the PTL meeting next week, although, maybe it's not a good time with the release going on, but maybe if there's a bit of time, I might bring it up, Bruno, because I don't know what you think yourself.
I would agree also for that. It's like one rule that I really like and personally, but so if it can be
In Ericsson, we had a process where if there was like Sonacube tends to come up with new rules all the time. And we've improved that process now in ONAP as well, thanks to our team. But it's still the idea is still, instead of just taking every rule that Sonacube kind of prevents, the idea is that the developers agree that the rule makes sense, or if there's feedback that a rule is not a great rule and it's causing more hassle than it's worth, or simply not really improving quality, then I think it should be open for discussion. So I'd like to bring that up, as I said, and maybe we can do something about this rule. But apart from that, maybe, we have the regular task to clean up Sonacube anyway. So maybe if somebody has some spare time, then there's a long list of things here to do. But hopefully none of them are big issues. So, we'll move on to the next one anyway. We'll look at CPS Temporal, which is looking better. So well done on CPS Temporal. No issues there. Then the DMI plugin is again, 9 cold smells. Just click on it. I wouldn't be surprised if it's mainly fires again. Yep. Okay. There we go. And duplicates. Yeah. String literals. I know that Sony Cube, although again, something I don't fully agree with, but if you have 3 or more times of the same string literal, then it should be constant. So we just have to adhere with that. I don't have as big a problem with that one as the var, but yeah, we need to keep an eye on it. So there's some work to be done there if somebody's bored. Somebody can take those issues. TBDMT, not really in our control. Yeah, we have some books on TBDMT as well. I need to really get on to Krishna, and I'm trying to think who else was in charge of that, what we're going to do in Jakarta, because there was a few promises made on what we're going to do with TBDMT, and nothing much has happened in Istanbul apart from adding a little bit more functionality. So I see the cold coverage has dropped as well. That was much higher than that. Okay, I need to take some action on that. That needs to be addressed in Jakarta. Okay, thanks for that, Dylan. I think that concludes the software status updates. If you scroll down to the bottom, we'll take the next item on the agenda, which is the book, I think, and we have Sandeep on the line to discuss that book. So maybe Luke, you're involved in this, or Sandeep, if you want to go ahead and explain us in a little bit more detail what this book exactly is about.
Yeah, so Tautrain, are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, can hear you perfect. Thanks, Sandeep.
Okay, thank you. So, you know, I created 2 Jira items. You know, one is the 591 and 583. I'm essentially doing some local testing to be able to incorporate the CPS APIs and CPS TBDMT APIs into the SDNR work. You know, I was running into some issues. That's what I documented. This particular one, if you look at the payload, the response you get back, right? It has like a decimal point and 0 attached to every leaf node value. I was not clear why that is the case, because I do read that JSON payload and I had to do something with that, right? So if you go down into this same page, and if you look at, yeah, if you look at the cell local ID, you will see .0, right? Yeah, they are supposed to be integer values. Again, I don't know if that's a problem or I think that's the way it is kind of
Yeah. Do you know if the cell local ID, is it modeled as a string or is it modeled as an integer?
Okay. Cell local ID is modeled as integer 32.
Okay. And so you're wondering why it's output with using the decimal. Is that one of the questions you're having? Yeah.
That's one question. And then in general, you know, I was I'm still like learning and running, executing some XPath APIs and queries against CPS core. But then when I tried to do a template in TBDMT, I was again having issues there. Again, I think it may be Kicha's area. And then other thing was, you know, the logs, right? I was trying to see where I can collect logs for application logs. Again, this is a local environment I have. So again, I do not know if we generate any logs for CPS core as well as for CPS TBDMT. I think for TBDMT, I don't think we generate any app logs. But that would be helpful to know kind of what is going on there. So I was just having some issues, yeah. And I think the two Jira items, 591 and 583, they address some of my concerns. And, you know, Toyin, so, you know, if you assign someone to work with me, I think that would be great. Luke or somebody, I can work with him.
Yeah. So, okay, you're reporting 3 issues. I'm just trying to summarize here. So this book is specific. So 591 is specific of the int having a 0.0 at the end, the formatting of the int.
That's correct.
Yeah. Then you have a TBDMT issue. I think, is that the issue we saw before in the book view? Maybe you can go back to the book view for a minute, Dylan. Confirm the Jira number for that one.
583.
Actually, use one of the previous tabs, Dylan. I think you still have it open. Yeah, one of those, and click on books again.
I think I Oh, we're here. Yes, my bad.
Yeah. And then on books and probably, yeah, backlog.
Be in the backlog, yeah.
So is that five? Is it, yeah, this is still the, this is the bug in Diver that is crossed out for no good reason. It's 583, is it? I can't really read for a second. Yeah, 583.
Oh, very
okay.
Good.
Yeah, 583. We looked into it, but you really need to take that up with Krishna. We've been trying to contact Krishna, but we haven't heard back from him. So he might be probably quite busy with other releases. But yeah, no, it's if you can execute the same query successfully using CPS Core and it doesn't work via the template, then it's and that's what I think the case is here. Then it's a TBDMT issue, and then you need to contact the Krishna or his team to follow that up. I actually this morning assigned it to Krishna just by the lack of response because otherwise it keeps coming up in our to-do list kind of. But we're waiting ourselves as well on feedback from Krishna. Then the third issue for logging, I'm not sure what the best approach is there. I've seen some mails going back and forward all right about logging. Are you thinking there's not enough logging, or are you not able to get the logging? What exactly is the issue there?
No, I mean, I think Kisha wanted to see logs about my testing, and I could not generate any logs. That's the issue. And then he did say that he's not pushing any logs to like any kind of log back or something in the TBDMT. So then, you know, Docker logs is not going to collect those app logs. I know, so that's the issue.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not too familiar with how the whole logging framework works. I know we have some logging, but I think it has to do with configuration as well, how that logging is gathered. I'm not quite sure. Is there maybe somebody on the line here that knows a little bit more about that and can help Sandeep maybe a little bit? Not everybody at once.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, if a TBDMT is not working as expected, maybe then I just rely on CPS Core, XPath queries and APIs, and then kind of go from there at this time. That's what I was thinking, if you're not able to make any progress on TBDMT, because I do need to incorporate these APIs into my DGs very quickly.
Yeah.
The decimal point, let me know what the decimal issue is. Maybe it's not an issue, it's just the way it is represented, but...
I don't know. I'm a little bit surprised by it as well. And we definitely can look into that. I understand. I wasn't quite sure what you were asking because the title was, and I think we need to update the slogan now to reflect that. Because I thought that the query wasn't working. So the query is working. You're just getting a surprise in the output, really.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah. No worries. Okay. The logging. Yeah. I'll discuss this with my team, but we need to get maybe. I know we did a lot of about logging and discussed a lot about logging, how they got gathered, but how they get configured in the end and how you actually get them, I'm not familiar with that either, but we do need to know that, and maybe we need to just have a page that describes that. So what I do is I probably create a task to describe how to get logging.
Right, no problem.
And then we'll try to get somebody to work on that.
Yeah, I have given all the details, like templates I use, you know, all the anchor name and all that I use. So I have given all the details into these Jira items.
So you think was somebody else trying to add something there?
Yeah, Tuan, this is Renu. I was saying that when I was investigating some issues on CPS Core side, we do have a logging for error scenarios, but there is very less logging for the positive scenarios.
Yeah, I don't think, I am aware that we don't have much logging. So maybe we need more logging to like logging about which methods are being called. I'm not sure what can be done automatically. So, but let's just describe how to get the logging first. And then maybe if you're really missing certain essential information, maybe we'll treat that as a bug or an improvement to get more logging in Jakarta, Sandeep. How does that sound?
No problem. I think the issue looks like really with the TBDMT at this time, I believe. I will continue to do CPS queries against CPS Core, and if I come across issues like here, I will bring those to your attention. But I think the issues are really with TBDMT, I believe.
Okay. I'll summarize one more time. We have CPS 599 that we have a point zero in the output that needs to be declared. It might be correct, but maybe it just needs to be documented. That's the way it is. We have the TBD MT issue 583, which we need to contact Krishna about, and I'll do a bit of chasing around that. Again, I'll see who else might be involved. Maybe Krishna's simply on holiday, and we're trying to contact the wrong person. And then I'm going to create a task to describe or make sure that we have a good description on how to get the logging, and then possibly followed up by an improvement to get more logging, depending on what we find with the logging, and maybe your own input there, Sandeep. Once we have the logging working, then maybe you can say, oh, actually, I'd like to have more logging on this, and then that's something we can improve in Jakarta.
Surely. Thank you, Tony.
For 591, do you need any more elaboration? Because I've got into it a little bit just to figure out what the issue was. I don't know if we should go through it now or later.
Yeah, go ahead, Luke.
There you go. Yeah, okay. I looked into it, and it seems to be just when it's pulling the data from the database, it's converting it from an integer to a float for some reason. Time I've put some print statements, basically, that's just spinning out the data once it's in the Java, being stored as a Java object, and it's showing up as float. So it's not to do with it being converted to JSON or anything like that. It's when it pulls from the database, it seems to convert it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like an issue we need to address, Luke, because if it's an integer, it should remain an integer. It should not, because you could lose precision or other things when you convert it to a float.
Yeah, because the YAML document also describes it as meant to be an integer as well, so it should stay.
Yeah,
because I do use this payload to make more queries, right? So that value has to be integer.
Yeah. Maybe, Luke, if you have it on your screen there, maybe change the slogan to say CPS core output integers are converted to floats. And that's really the issue that we're trying to describe here and need to address.
Yeah, I'll change it.
So it was Luke. Okay, fine. Yeah, Luke, if you do it offline, that's fine too. Then Dylan, let Luke finish. Probably Luke is probably a better way to describe it. Cool. Okay, Sandeep, that's enough for your concerns.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. That's great.
Okay. Thank you very much. Then we can go back to have a look at the agenda. What else was on? Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, the code freeze has kind of been postponed for a week. Any milestones after that have not been moved yet, so that might or might not happen. Because basically about 3 weeks from yesterday, we have RC, I don't think it's called RC0 anymore, because the process has changed again. There's only one release candidate, and then depending on need, they might create another one, but it's not like in the previous ones where we had RC0, 1, 2, and 3. It's not like that anymore. Bruno, I don't know, I didn't get a reply from you. I was wondering, can you maybe remind us how the process works exactly? I think my understanding is that now, just after the code freeze, so probably when we have our last user story delivered, which is Joe's user story, we need to build all the images again. And do we need to increase the version then? And what happens then if we have a bug? Can you maybe remind us how that works? And I know there's quite a few people that weren't around in the Honolulu time frame, so it's remind them the ones that were there, and it's new for the new people.
We can go through it. I think you have the link of the process, and we can
if you go to that link, Dylan,
Is it related, or do you want it to?
Yeah, it's kind of related. I did want, instead of putting the direct link, I wanted to ask, again, the new member show from on the developer's landing page. We have release process. So if you go to the developer landing, then you scroll down, there's a section there somewhere, it mentions the release process. So that's where you find it. I think you've gone too far now, Dylan. Go back up.
Yeah, let me just
a little bit up, I think.
Might just be easier to do this. Here we go.
Yeah, there it is. So I know that Bruno did quite good work the previous release. So Bruno, I'll leave it with you to explain this again.
Yeah, I think to answer your question, as soon as we want to deliver our artifact and in O and have them in OM, we have to have a release in order to put the release in the OM chart. And so that's from the process. And
just to confirm, right, Bruno, yeah. Will that be 2.00?
I think that's a good idea, a good question, because if we are following the semantic versioning, the last digit is for bug fixes. The digit in the middle will be for new feature, but without in breaking change. And the first digit is for new feature with breaking change. So I think to answer this question, we should see the API. And if ever, we have some major change in the API, let's upgrade the first digit.
That's, yeah, I think we could argue, to flesh that out a little bit, we could argue, and we've said that in Honolulu, we had a preliminary interface, especially for the NCMP, which we kind of agreed that we wouldn't continue. So we have we've kind of broken that one, and we said that's only, we're not going to support it anymore. So based on that change, I would suggest that we go to version 2. And also I want to make the point, so we're not going to version 2 just because it's Jakarta. Yeah. We're going to version 2 because we have a major change in our API.
Yeah, if API, it's an API breaking change, or we're not compatible with the previous one, let's have Jakarta being 2.00. And so that will be part of the process. So it means that before starting step number one in the release process, first we'll have to change to upgrade the POM version in our file to .00 snapshot. And then we can start the process described here. The first step, when we are on our last story or change that in Gerrit that closed the release, this Gerrit change could be commented with a stage release comment, and then it will trigger the Maven stage job for Maven and for Docker Architect. And and this one is just the staging jobs, but when this one is completed, at step number 2, we need to add a new file that will be, in our case, 2.00.yaml, and this new file will be used to generate the Maven artifact, the final Maven artifact, into the Maven release repository. And this file, there are some examples, but this file mainly refer to the previous Jenkins job that ran at step 1 for Maven. So it referred to Maven stage job, that the idea of the job that remains in this file. And then when step number 2 is completed, it means that we have in the release repository a Maven artifact. Now step 3 is about to deliver the Docker artifact in the release repository. So to do that, we add a new file. It will be 2.00 container.yaml, and this one will contain the new 2.00 Docker tag, and it will refer first to the Docker job that ran at step number 1. And it will also refer to the container the snapshot release that Docker image that has the snapshot Maven artifact that has been released. And then when adding this file, we'll have the Docker image published into the Docker release repository, the final image. And this image is the one that can be used in the OM chart for deploying our application. And I would say last step number five, and maybe step number five is the one that maybe sometimes we often, and maybe this one should be done even right after step number three. So maybe good to switch four and five, not to forget about five, because as soon as the release has been made and has been consumed, it's the time to upgrade our Snapshot version to our next release. So we need to upgrade right away because anyway the release version has been already consumed, so we'll have to come with a new one next time. So that's for the release process. I would say the first one from master. I don't know if there is any question or anything. Yeah.
I think the process is well described, and I know Shiva recently did this. He followed this page, I think, without too much problem. So, yeah, just what happens when we have a book, then, if we want to deliver a book or a couple of books?
So I think the next section is more related when we'll have our Istanbul branch created. It means that now we'll have to maintain. We have to maintain two branches, the Istanbul specific one, and the master branch will be dedicated to Jakarta work. So if ever there is any bug that appear, the first question will be, is it a bug that needs to be fixed for Istanbul? Is it related to an Istanbul feature and needs to be fixed in Istanbul, or is it one for Jakarta? But anyway, the first thing is always to fix the bug in the master branch for Jakarta, and if it's required for Istanbul, we'll have to cherry pick the bug from master branch into Istanbul branch. So we then will be able to accumulate some fixes in the Istanbul branch also. And when we are ready, or when we need to make a new Istanbul release with Istanbul fixes, we'll be able to go through the release process again, but this time we'll do it on the Istanbul branch. And then it means that for this one also the version will be 2.0.0.1.2.1.3 for every release fixes that we are providing. For in the Istanbul branch, we are going just to increase the last digit number to reflect that it's bug fixing.
Yeah. But sorry, Bruno. That's a good process once we have the new branch for Jakarta. But my understanding is that branch won't be created till after the first RC. So, and I was kind of wondering, until we have the next RC and we don't have a new branch yet, what is the process exactly? Or is it pretty much the same? We keep doing things on the master branch and we bump the version.
So the way I see it is that. The way I see it is that now it will be we'll only have master branch, so we are going to make the fix in master branch, and when we need to release, then it will be still if it's coming from one branch, it will be 2.0.0.1 and then 2.0.0.2, this one will come from master branch, so it means that at the end of this process, probably we should not expect that we are going to release 2.0.0. It will be 2.0.0 something.
Okay. And we can decide ourselves. We can wait if we have done one book and the second book is in progress. We might decide to wait till the second book is done as well.
There's no need to make a release for every single bug. We could just collect, just work on a few of them, and when we need, we make a release with several.
And that might be driven by OM.
Yeah, by OM, and we just need maybe to pay attention and to document the release note appropriately to know in which release we put which bug. Yeah.
that's a good point. Every time we do a release, we probably should update the release note as well as part of this.
Maybe all the Jira included in this one.
Maybe I'll add a step maybe for that, or I'll do that switch you mentioned about switching step 4 and 5, and I might add something about release note.
Okay.
Very good, Bruno. Does anybody have any questions on that process? Okay, if not, we'll move to the next item on the agenda. I'm not quite sure what else. There's not, probably not too much to discuss apart.
Back again, sorry.
No worries. Yeah, sorry, I kind of mixed these two up a little bit. Sorry, I meant to say, just before the release process and bugs, so we are between code freeze, well, we're close to code freeze and RC. Just to remind the team, and that's what Niamh, Dylan, and myself are working on at the moment. We have a few, so the tasks we do between these kind of two milestones are fixing bugs. We need to update the documentation. Now, update documentation-wise, we have been quite good at keeping our documentation up to date as we deliver the user stories, which means we don't have much to do regarding documentation. It probably does need a bit of a review, make sure that the descriptions are up to date. Probably most important, and a good bit of
for
work might
documentation.
Be Yeah, go ahead, Bruno.
For the mention, still we still have all the we are not ready for temporal. We have all the documentation from scratch. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a note of that. Have you got Jira's for that, or I think you have an epic for that, don't you?
Yeah, we have an epic and a Jira item for that.
Okay, perfect. Maybe if you ping me that, or I've seen it before, I'll put it in the notes. No, but it's mainly just to remind the team that's what we should be working on, finalizing the documentation. And also, we should be start working on the test. I think Rahul has already agreed that he'll look into examine the test. We need to work with Bell Canada, with probably Renew and you, Bruno, just how we do the, how we do exactly the test in what repo do we do what test? What's the best approach to include the temporal stuff as well? In integration tests, I think the strategy should be to have very few integration tests that literally combine, and that's the word, just emphasis the word integration. It's about making sure that everything is kind of included. So we might have one test that does the whole end-to-end, including the Temple DB aspect of it. That's, I think, should be our strategy. But we can, as we flesh that out and as we work on that spike for the CISIT test, we can discuss that in more detail.
This and one will be covered in the CISIT that we are looking at, or is it something else for integration on top of the CISIT?
No, it's the CISIT that we're looking at. So ideally, I see it as one or two tests that literally cover the whole stack from CPS core down to the simulator. So that's all those components are involved. And then if CPS Tempo can be involved there as well, and we have a test that proves when we do something, we change something, that the change is locked in CPS Temporal as well, and you can query that, then we kind of capture everything in one or two simple tests. That's what I would hope we can achieve.
Yeah, it makes sense. Agreed.
And that, I think that's the whole idea and the purpose of integration test. The demos, I was also thinking a bit. We were a bit under pressure to finish the user stories. There were some fundamental user stories, and I think, for instance, Joe, the one you're finishing up now, probably, but it kind of goes together almost with CSIT test. I think if we can do a demo for it and automate that, then we more or less have our CSIT test and our demo in one, if you know what I mean. So I'm kind of thinking along those lines that we can possibly merge the work that needs to be done for setting it up, testing it as an automated test, and demoing it at the same time. It's just food for thought at the moment when we think about CSRT testing and demos, but we do need to record some demos, and we do need to have the test in our test automation framework at the I'm not sure what the cutoff date for that is. It's probably after the RC. It's probably, we have probably have more time for that. That doesn't have to be done in the next 2 weeks. That can probably go on after RC as well. Okay, so that's all what's kind of is kind of needed, what we need to work towards to wrap up Istanbul. Just announcing here that we're going to go into Jakarta now. The way I look at it is the moment the code freeze is formal, I see that as the starting point of Jakarta. Of course, there will be work still going on in Istanbul. But then we can, in this weekly meeting, we can invite the other teams again and make sure we get, maybe just find out what the requirements are regarding ownership and access control is something we always said we need to start focusing on in Jakarta. But also like end-to-end slicing team or other teams, they might come back to us as part of the Jakarta start with requirements they have apart from this, improvements or completely new requirements. Ericsson also is working on the background and it has some requirements are being worked on that probably will be presented to us in the near future. Any questions on that? Then I just have one last item there. This page has become quite big, as people that have edited it know. And there's a lot of things that are collapsed. If you go to the very top, it was planned by Ben originally when he started this page to be a yearly page. But I'm proposing to cut off this page at Honolulu. And then start a new page with a link to this page, of course, for Jakarta. So once the code freeze, I think that's a good cutoff point for this information and this page. Then we start a new page, pretty much following this format, maybe some small changes for Jakarta, and at least it's manageable then as a wiki page, because this page is just becoming a bit too big to manage.
I don't think you should tie yourself to any particular release. I think you should just do it periodically.
Yeah, maybe not. I think it's a natural way to do it, Tony. I think.
Yeah. It's not a big deal, Tuan. Yeah, but as it gets unwieldy, I think you should do something.
Yeah. And I think it's now getting unwieldy, and I think this is a good point to cut this one off. So if nobody has any objections to that, I'll, like I said, we'll wait to the decision on next Thursday for the code freeze. And depending on that, we'll, next week we might start with a new fresh page. Is there anything else that anybody wants to do? We have a couple of minutes left. If there's any urgent questions or suggestions, ideas that somebody wants to bring up or maybe propose for a future meeting as well. If not, I'll give you back those couple of minutes of your time. And thank you very much for your attention.
Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.